in off-Broadway play called Roadkills is set along the rural highways of Wisconsin and is written by a Sun Prairie native. It premiered at Paradise Factory Theater in New York.
The play explores the relationship between an intoxicated driver sentenced to community service and a kind-hearted roadkill cleanup worker. For six Saturdays, the two are stuck with each other.
To hear more about the play Roadkills and her Wisconsin roots, we're joined by Sophie McIntosh. She's also co-founder of the theater company Good Apples Collective. Sophie, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be on here.
The play opens with a dead baby deer, a fawn in the road, and its little corpse is right next to that deer crossing sign. Why is roadkill a central part of the play?
So I grew up in Sun Prairie, and then I went to school in Stevens Point, and I would drive that same highway. The name of the highway is escaping me at this moment. And I would just see so much dead deer, like so many dead deer, so many. And I was just like, oh my God. And at first it was quite appalling, you know, but over time, as I was doing this drive, I would start to think like, oh, each of these corpses represents like a dramatic event in and of itself. It's a moment of impact. It's a moment of choice to either stop or not, to either deal with it or not. And I found that very, very exciting. And as I started to research into like roadkill pickup, I uncovered a very fascinating world that I was like, okay, there's something here that we can use for a play.
So you have the character Jackie, who is essentially paired with the other character who cleans up the roadkill along these desolate Wisconsin highways. What is Jackie like as a character?
Oh, she is tough. She is a tough cookie, both in the sense of being able to handle herself and also just like she makes it very tough to get to know her and quite frankly, tough to like her for very much of the play. She has a lot of baggage and she does not concern herself with being a nice person a lot of the time, especially to Owen. She has a tough exterior and a lot of that comes from sort of her upbringing and like part of the fun thing about the play is kind of learning, oh, like how did this like very difficult young woman come to act this way and feel this way in her life. So yeah, but I adore her, as you must when you write the play.
And Owen does the dirty work here, and he does it with pride, and she's kind of on the sidelines. Is that right? How does Owen interact with Jackie?
Yeah, so Jackie was assigned to pick up this roadkill as community service, which this is based on a real program that existed in Michigan. I sort of transposed it onto my home state, took some dramatic license there. And so Jackie, throughout the play, kind of gets to learn and practice a different sort of responsibility each week. Like at first she's kind of doing a lot of spotting, like she's keeping an eye on the traffic to make sure that Owen doesn't get hit. And as the weeks go on, he kind of gets her more and more into the dirty work, and she really does get her hands dirty by the end of the play.
We also learn that Jackie was sexually abused by a family member, but you also don't want this to be a play about abuse. How do you handle that aspect of the character and that aspect of the story?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was very important that this is not a play about an act of abuse. And in fact, like you do not see the abuse happening on stage. I do not depict it actively. And that's something that I did very intentionally because I was like, when you do something like that, it can often end up being gratuitous, especially if you have a member of the audience who has undergone a similar experience, you know, and like the event itself, like the act of abuse, is not the point of this play. The point is how it has shaped this person and has shaped the way she views the world and like the lens through which she interacts with it. And that was really important to me, is to sort of like let it be about her and not about this thing that happened to her. And it was also really important for me that the play be it's a very funny play, and like not in a way that makes light or sort of disparages what happens to her, but in a way that like allows her to laugh and be human and kind of experience these like strange, gross things on the roadside that let us get to know her.
A part of me also wonders or wants to feel like the play has some Fargo in it, like, you know, a small.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, especially in New York, because people don't have a lot of points of reference for, like, Wisconsin.
Right, right.
Like, you know, they're like, oh, okay, cheese and serial killers. Like, that's what got going on. And I'm like, no, actually, like, there's a lot more happening out here, which is part of why, like, I feature the Midwest quite a bit in my work, just because I'm interested in, you know, showing people a little bit more of our lives that isn't just the, you know, cheese and serial killers of it.
We're talking with Wisconsin native playwright Sophie McIntosh. Her most recent play is called Roadkills, and it's the relationship between an intoxicated driver sentenced to community service with a roadkill collector. Sophie, I understand you took the director and one of the actors to Wisconsin, stayed with your family. You drove around the state on rural highways.
Yes.
What was their reaction? Were they surprised about what you showed them here?
Yeah, I mean, so the two that I brought with me, I brought Nina Goodhart, my director, who I co-run Good Apples with, and she is just amazing. She has really, really helped me to develop this play and helped it to stay true to sort of its origins. And I also brought D.B. Milliken, who plays Owen. And yeah, we stayed with my parents in Sun Prairie. Shout out to Mike and Gwen. Thank you for having us. And we drove all over. The play is set in Winnebago County specifically. So we spent a lot of time like over in Oshkosh, driving around. There are references to, you know, UW Oshkosh. It's fun. There's a Sloshkosh reference in the show. And the Wisconsin people in the audience, like, they're the only ones who laugh because they're the only ones who get it. But like, I'm always going to keep it in because I'm like, yeah, that joke is for you. And yeah, it was really special because DB is from Florida and then spent a lot of time in, you know, like he lived in New York and also in Boston. And Nina is from Boston. And they didn't really have like a great frame of reference for like,
sure,
the vast Midwest. And so it was so much fun to get to drive around with them and sort of show them like my culture. I remember I took them into a hunting store. I took them into a Cabela's and they were like, what on earth is this? They just like couldn't believe it. Like the gun library. They were like, oh my God. And it's just very different from sort of this sort of East Coast situation where we're all living in right now.
Yeah, what a good road trip there. I want to turn to Good Apples Collective, your company that you co-founded and providing more opportunities for emerging theater professionals. What are some of those barriers that face theater professionals who are just starting out in theater?
Yeah, I mean, I think like the biggest thing is like making theater, especially in New York, where space is at such a premium, is an expensive thing. And oftentimes, especially when you're a young artist, people don't want to take on the financial risk of supporting an unknown. And this is doubly true when you are like a young female playwright who wants to work with a young female director. Because even if a place will take a chance on one of you, they often won't take a chance on you as a collaborative pair, for example. They're like, okay, we have room for one 20-something woman in this creative team, but not two. That's too risky. And so we realized very quickly that if we wanted to work together, which we knew that we did, Nina is just fantastic and has created so many opportunities for me. And we decided, okay, we are going to create an opportunity for ourselves by creating this theater company. And through that, we've been able to platform our work together. And we've also been able to do some things to support other artists in New York City. We have a database of all of the different rehearsal and independent theater venues in the city for access for young artists who, because so many people have their secret little lists of their secret little theaters that they always go to, but they don't necessarily share them because there's sort of the scarcity mindset.
Yeah. Well, Sophie, all the best to you. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
And that is New York playwright Sophie McIntosh, a Sun Prairie native who co-founded the theater company Good Apples Collective.
It supports theater professionals of marginalized genders. Her latest play called Roadkills is set in rural Wisconsin and recently finished a run in New York at Paradise Factory Theater. More information about the play can be found at goodapplescollective.com.